They say 1,780 Aruch Shulchan Yomi. Today we're doing Chosh Mishpat, Simen Shin, Samach Zayin, Siv Gimel to Yud. Gimel. I'm on Perek Zayin Migzela. We have to pursue the owner, even if they're the islands of the sea, because they already gave a poem. Since you took a shvua, they're not going to come and claim it again. It's clear from this. If they didn't give up hope, you don't have to bring it to them. Fascinating. If they asked this, the Gemara doesn't say because of the Gemara says because they don't have kapara and you don't get kapara unless it comes to the hands of the owner. How can the Rambam come with a reason which is not mentioned in the Shas? There's one who answered. The Yeshim, I would say, is for the there's some rabbis who hold that only when you confess, not in front of the owner, that you lied, that you have to bring it to take it to him directly when you took that oath. Have shared in front of you confess in front of him. And the person whom you stole the object said, "Yeah, let it remain in your hand until I take it from you." You don't have to bring it to his hand. You have kapara even though you're still holding on to it. It's tasting suvas that for you dollar. Where is it? Baba Kama. Sorry, this is Baba Kama. Daf Kuf Dalet. Came down with a hey biyotcha. Since he said to you, let it be in your hands. Have a gabe pikanon. Some like an object which you're holding on for safekeeping. Ram said after the fun of tzurich lichiyodo. But Ram holds even if you confess in front of the owner, you have to bring it to him. The Zem Farash Hatam then explains why. The Shinishba, because you took an oath, the owner gives the Pope, I feel sure they've been fun of, even if you confess in front of him. Shim the Enema Mino hold, because he no longer believes him. Success. But I need to move on. It's still not fully understood. Nevertheless, Lama Tzurich Hatam said, why you need this reason? Kim Shayas Ataru, since it's Xeris Akosim, it's the Torah's decree, Lasho Yo Need Nanu, that you have to whom it belongs, you have to give it. Shem no kapara, Shoshi Yo Yodi, don't get any kapara until you give back to his hands. Generally, the Rambam have a kashi. Therefore, says Zohar Shulchan, I think the Rambam had shver, had the difficulty. Lama Amrucha Chami Lo Nishba Shein Tzorech Lo Lich Liado. Why Chami say we didn't take a shvua? That you don't have to bring it to his hands. Umashma the Meikar Dina Kain Hu. Seems like this is the actual specific initial halacha. The Lo Mi Nei Tekonos Chami Sant Takonos Hat Shavim. I'm sorry. Well, he said himself. The Lo Mi Nei Tekonos Hat Shavim. Not because of the takon of helping people do tshuva. It's a shocks question, evidently. But Rei Ein Lanu. We have no other pasuk on giving back a stolen object. Levad haikro, except it's pasuk of a heishiv esagzela of two psukim. Heishiv esagzela to return the lost object. Chenkro the naso, so pasuk in parshas naso. The heishiv esashama barosho, give back your kilt according to its precise time. Vayikra mari benishba. So there are those psukim talk about where you took a shvua. Came in on the chay benishba lo nishba. So I distinguish the chain where he took a shvua and didn't take a shvua. How is that? Ain't lomar, you can't say. Down nishba gali kra the vayikra, then a nishba, the pasuk in vayikra pertains. The chesiv says, asher lo yidnei b'yom ha'shemashah so. To he to whom it belongs, you should give it on the day of your guilt being discovered. The ba'ina l'matu yode, that there you do require it to come into his hands. For lo kshel lo nishba, but not where he didn't take a shvua. The kapani ki the gali haikra. Because regardless, once the pasuk revealed to us, Lama Nuganke, Prush the Kra, that the interpretation of the pasuk of Yeshiv is Zela to see Ganke by Yonah Dish, which is also referenced in this discussion of the Torah where Shvua has taken place. That means you have to get back to his hand specifically. So, in Cain, granted, he's still going to tell you about Shvua. But still, we know it applies also, you didn't take a shvua. You came to know that the lo nishba sagi b'do l'chud, levad. So how would you know that by lo nishba, it's enough just to notify him. It's true, these are talking about Rabbi Yeshua, but since we learn out from them to where there wasn't a Shua, so it shouldn't be the same parameters. Therefore, the Rambam explains, Chazal hold, that which require you give it back only to his hand. Ain't Zegzera below time. It's not a success cause without any reason. At time, Yesh Bezer. It has a logic. This is the interpretation of Pasuk. It's an amazing thing what Aruch Shulchan is doing here. Going back to Pesukim and Tashim Pesukim. Ve'eshiv Zegzela, it's not Tashim Pesukim, but you know, still. Ve'eshiv Zegzela, he's returned the lost object, the stolen object. What does it mean? It means the nigzal, the person who's been stolen, has to be secure. She yushavlo gzeloso. That is, a lost object, that is stolen object, returned to him. Pirushon lo nishba. So therefore, if he, there was no shvua, batuch ubadaslapat. It's a beautiful pshat. It's an incredibly beautiful pshat. Elegant. It says, when there was no shvua, the person batuch ubadaslapat. He's sufficiently secure with the notification. He's not an outright liar. Okay? And we know in the Torah, a gazan doesn't take a shvua. Shvua is going to be a much greater sin. So therefore, okay, he didn't take a shvua shaker. He can be trusted, perhaps, to return the gzeila. He's doing tshuva after all. Ukshenishba, but he took a shvua shaker. Oh, ain't a mamino. He no longer believes it. Afilu ukshenhoda in front of, even if he confesses in front of him, and it can't be any other, unless he brings it to his actual hand. But said that either cross. That's what the other pasuk reveals. Asher lo yitneder biyomash maso, to you to whom it belongs, he brings it on the day of his guilt being discovered. Klamar kein dinesha maide shvua. Since his guilt has been discovered through that shvua sheker. Now, it's not just a simple guilt, I should say, since his guilt of shvua sheker has been discovered. So therefore, Eina goes nigzam b'amin lo'od. The nigzam no longer believes him. Hachi nana l'yod, and then he gives it to his hand. L'yiyon ha'adina, so l'alocha, k'sharma le'a nigzam ye b'yodcha. It could be that if the nigzam says, even after a shvua, let it remain in your hand. Efshel omar, it's possible to say, I'm Rama Moda, the answer is l'yichlo. Even though I'm good to see, you don't have to bring it to him actually. All of this is the strict Torah law. I feel even you give back the entire sum, except for a shavu pruta in the principle. Chav a gazan lichol yad nixa. The gazan insists to take it to the hands of the person from whom he stole. Came shish b'shaker since he took a false oath. Have a portion shavu pruta. If it's less than shavu pruta remaining in the principle, answer the lichach rov. Don't bring it to him. El yava nixa means let the nixa come and take it. V'afu yishu gazan chav fatim hichsilo kol gzeilo. And even if he stole objects in return, all the items and v'loni shabir rak portion shavu pruta, and he only has in his hand less than Shabbat at the moment. We're not concerned that it might go up in price, whatever object he still retains. The time of Shabbat is going to be value, at some point, for Shabbat of value. The Yisrael came to Shabbat and didn't fulfill the restoration. And the Yisrael Kapar Miyad. He has Kapar immediately. Yuchalavi Karbona can bring his carbon, telling based on which it existed. The Yisrael Kapar Kapar, if he became more, that object which is still left by him, came to Shabbat before he brought his Kapara. Yes, and they said they're old. Some people say you don't have to give it back him again. Came with Shapa Machas Loy, so Shaputa, because it's at one point it was less than Shaputa, it's a piece of gum or something. So therefore, yeah, it's like Havi Kimchil, it's like Michil Yeshua, some say Shitzrachir, some say you have to give it back. Chemashim Rambam, it seems to be the case in the Sakh Rambam. But actually, there's a clear coin disappearing on Bologna Shba. He didn't take a shvua, she asked you, Kog Zevam, Levad, Mipachan Shaputa, Lisiakra. If you came back in the dark, say less than a shavu pruta, which then became more expensive, came tantamount to a shavu pruta. The start of zero, you have to give it back. The b'shushus nixa in isiakra. It became since you, on the contrary, since it became once you were moideh, it became it's considered b'shushus nixa beyond the jurisdiction of the nixa on its. Have a guy's a chalila pasen shavu pruta, but initially when he stole was less than shavu pruta isiakra. And then it became more expensive later on. Ain't Zerach HaShava, you don't have to return it. The Miyad Sheni Gaza Machalo. It says, let's show Buddha to begin with. When immediately when he stole it, he forgave you. And Bracken says, nearly. It's Baruch Shulman's understanding. Chayim HaNigza Machalo HaKol Gzeil, Fil Menishba, certainly the Nigza forgave the entire Gzeil, even if he took a Shua, Have the kapara as kapara, but yavi karbonic means carbon. The mechila answer a kinyan, as we know, mechila does not require a specific kinyan in order to take effect. Hey, became shu davar kasha licha gzeilim dios yom shenigzal sham. Since it's difficult to bring the gzeila to chutz laretz when the nigzal is there overseas. Tilo chachom made it takana shoyin. Chachom made it takana on account of takana shoyin. Shu gzeila it's a basin in chutz shemiro. You leave the theft by the basin in your city. Yitzavim shu yishalch yodo and direct them to send to his hands. Matay shu yinsay shu yitzu whenever they want. Vavei kasha v'liyad nigzal zi if you gave it to the hand of the nigzal. The Rambam yesh lamash came with the inter. Quran, you could say that that is the Torah law. Came the time of whom Imnation is Yosh. And since the reason, according to him, it's not about Hashem, it's because he gives up hope of ever seeing again. She ate a basin, true venom, Yosh, where's my basin? He's not going to give up hope. Although he might not know about it. So to the basin made a shliach, they designated an agent with witnesses. Nothing on a shliach. He gave that agent, Biyad, in his hand. You gzela, the niftar, meachrayas, and you're free of responsibility. What happens afterwards? That's the sma. Have a loyitain lo of no shluch shanizer, should not give it to the son or the agent of the nigzal. And again, some shluchim be'edim, unless he, I assume the father or the shalech made them shluchim be'edim. What's the time of simon skuf chavav? A feel below nishba ganke loyitzoy de yeshava, and even in the kishvua, where it's more severe. You're still not yet to your obligations. You must have a national nixal, a shluchos lobeidim. If you gave it to the son of the nixal or to his agent without witnesses, cause much lo masurli out of nixal, as long as you haven't given it to the nixal himself, chai ba chayis, and you're responsible for it if it gets lost or otherwise doesn't reach the hands of the nixal. Vav gaza shugazal mesa nixal. There was some you stole, and the nixal died. Rotsa gazan asos tshuva, and the gazan was do tshuva yachzili yorshe nixal. Give it to the heirs of nixal. B'yetzi yashav, you fulfill the obligation of restoration. Chol yorshe m'gumakom arisho. Every heir stands in the place of the person who bequeathed him his inheritance. I feel shenishba meisim. You took a shvu and you died, and the nixal died. Mas yorshe giving back to his heirs. Yesh l'kapor, you have an atonement. Bring, you give the principal and the additional fifth to the heirs. Maybe carbonum is kapara. Bring a carbon and you get kapara. If the stolen object is extant, give back the stolen object itself. You nabbed up, you got lost, or it got changed. With a change, it cannot be reversed. Give back the value. Just like you give back to the person from whom they received their inheritance. Zayin, custom Rambam Zal, the Rambam writes, Kol Mishni Yitzchai, Mamel Chabera, Yisrael, anybody who owes money to his friend, who's a Jewish friend, and he denied him, and Ish Bashekin took a false oath, and when Yitzchai was there, Kerni, after giving back the principal, Shkover, which he denied, and Mosef is Chomish, after that, a fifth, Chai Bekomi, after being Korba, when he called Ashim Gzeos, this Korm is called Ashim Gzeos. Bechor Gozel, Bechor Oishik, or Gonev, it's true if you stole, if you, held back wages, gonev, well, exactly as the one who robbed, held back wages, or gonev, or stole, or shilvo, or that person loaned you money, and you didn't pay him back, or shifkid, so he gave the object to safe him, and didn't return, or shimatz avader found the lost object, kikich money, you denied it, or shilvo, and shilvo, said you had a partnership with him, nishlo, etzlam, mama, and you have money, you still obligated to him, or shilvo, malacha, you did work for him, belon, etzlam, etzlam, you didn't pay him for his work, kol shilvar, general principle is kol shilvo, hodo, hayachai, v'shalim, bedin. Anybody, anytime, if you had confessed, you would have been liable to pay according to the law. The kafar manishba, and you denied it, and you took an oath. Meshayin karen mechomish, you pay a karen and the principal and a fifth. Shemar kichesh v'gomer. So if you had to pay on your own account, if you had to pay because your father owed money, you don't pay the additional fifth. Ketzad, so going to aviv gazal, such as your father robbed, or going to first stole, or shei achayv lachem, or is obligated to. So ben yodeh, the son knows. The kafar aben benishba, and the son denied it and took an oath. V'achar chodeh, then he confessed. Meshayin karen bivadi, only pays the principal. Shema asher gazal, that you stole. With our shin, we expound that agzelo on your theft. Who mostly chomish out of fifth? Ain't mostly chomish agzelo. Not your father's theft. I feel choice akfir v'shul acher misavav. Even the denial and the oath was after the death of the father. Test the dafka shen zel chem. As this really talk about where the lost the stolen object is not extant. El shenishu karkos miyaviv, but there is land, real estate left from his father. Chayim b'shayim b'chayim b'karen. You have to pay the principal of chaimish and mishan, but not the fifth. The chaimish shvua and the fifth is on the principal. Vein yishbayin al karkos, and there's no the chaimish shvua. The chaimish is on the oath. Vein yishbayin al karkos. You don't take an oath on karkos. Which I'm seeing tzadikay. Chayin afilu k'shag zeila kayemes. So to when the gzela is extant, but it was in the hands of others. And the son of the Gazan did not know about this. He didn't take a shvuah sheker. The lake of chomish, there is no chomish. Gram korban ain't no maybe, and also not a korban. The lake of chomish, where there's no fifth, there's no korban. But the stolen object was in the son's hands. He had the actual object. Mishan Karen B'chomish maybe Ashim Gzeilus. Goes the full 10 yards. He has to bring pay the Karen and the Chomish and bring in all Karban. Avkshav Nishba B'hodah Mesa. The father took a shvua, and then he confessed and died. Mishan Ben Karen B'chomish Shishuin Nechasim Avi. Then, if there's property left from the father, then he pays the principal and fifth from his father's property. Above carbon, ain't maybe, but there's no carbon. Ain't carbon chamisa. There's no carbon after death. If there's no property left from his father, ain't mishayim for the carry. Don't pay even the principal. Then mechuyav l'shayim chobos aviv mishal atzmo. You're not required to pay the debts of your deceased father on your own initiative. Okay, mitzvah l'zakos is aviv unless you want to merit your father. Shloi yanesh b'lam emes, not to be punished in the world of truth. So there's time, but then if you want to achieve your father, then you should pay a Karen Chomish. If you have Nishma Mesa, the father took Shvua and died, and the heir confessed, and there's still property left for the father. You pay the principal, not the fifth, because the fifth comes on the confession after the oath, and the father took the oath, and the son confessed. Ram leaves out the entire issue of if there's property remaining. I don't know why, says Roshon. Vanisha Lakuti, somebody who takes a false oath to a non-Jew, Mishan Bezakam, Velos Chomish, he pays the principal, not the fifth. Sharem Rakichesh Bamiso, you pay the additional fifth for the denial towards your friend. Chenish Makotin, so that it takes a shvua to a cotton, Danish Manotan's cotton, because there is no intrinsic shvua on the claim of a child. So this is true also about deaf mute and somebody who's not completely sane. Somebody takes a shvua to an evek, when evek had money, which the master did not have jurisdiction over. You had to pay the chomish. The nikra mito, it's called a mito, the chayv mitzvos, these chayv mitzvos. Presumably a woman as well. There's even sometimes shvua on the claim of a child. The chomish is an extrinsic fifth, which is one quarter of the principal. So if it was $100, it would be $25, which is a quarter of the principal, and one-fifth when you take the total sum of 125. If you stole something which is worth 4 and you took a shvua, mishayim chamisha, you pay 5. If you might succeed, if the stolen object was extant, machzir otsa, you give it back. Well, nice and the mayor of and you give a quarter of its value as well. First, you have to pay the principal and the fifth. Achar, maybe Yosham only bring the carbon afterwards. If the person from whom was stolen is in chutzlarts, overseas, you deposit the principal and the fifth and hands the basin, should be in your city, hands the basin in your city. Maybe I Ashim you bring the carbon. Maybe Ashim Kalim Shay Shah Makaran. If you brought the carbon before you pay back the principal, loyal to him, don't fulfill the obligation. Chayavi Ashim Acher. You have to bring another Ashim Achashim after you pay. But the additional fifth is not an impediment. Therefore, you gave him the principal and not fifth, or he forgave the principal and didn't forgive the fifth, and the carbon doesn't impede the carbon. He doesn't have to take the fifth to the place where the nigzal is currently at. Remains in your hand until the nigzal comes and takes it, and that's it for today.